This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it. New York City got me for the full 5-hour sprint. Fresh out the gates. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Hit my line. I'm on till midnight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Another 5-hour KM to AM. I actually got some good sleep last night. I actually woke up today and I realized the world isn't over. Sky isn't falling. Nothing is final yet. I don't feel like we're in a great spot. And I don't feel like the Yankees are going to pull it off. But what the hell do I know? Just a guy that goes to games, watches games, comes and talks on the radio. I'm not a player. I'm not a former player. I'm not a coach. I'm not an analyst. I'm not a writer. I'm just like you. Your guess is as good as mine. Baseball is a crazy sport. As I'm watching the Dodgers, Phillies scoreless in the top of the fourth here, thinking about how the Dodgers came back to win that one in Philly, and now Philly is, they've got to win this game tonight. They, you know, Philly is on first round exit watch. And when you think about this Phillies team, they were talking Red October. They thought they were the best team in baseball. They were supposed to win a World Series by now. Speaking of that, winning the World Series, I think a lot of Yankee fans get so stuck in the two words World Series. Well, as many of you called up to talk about who you wanted in the World Series, who you wanted in the ALCS, here we are in the DS, down two games. And I was on last night, so if you did hear me briefly from 8:30 to 10, some of the stuff that I'll say is going to be exactly the same. If you saw any of the clips that were put out on WFAN social media, I still have a lot of those same things to say. But the only things that changed for me, I'll give you the three, or things that I didn't speak on. One, okay, now everybody's going to do what they always do. Oh, the Yankees have done it before. They're not out. The Yankees have, here's from Talking Yanks, there have been 6 times in franchise history that the Yankees have come back to win a series after falling behind 0-2. All series are not created equal, but here they are, folks. 1956 World Series versus the Dodgers, 1958 World Series versus the Braves, 1978 World Series versus the Dodgers, 1996 World Series versus the Braves, the 2001 ALDS versus the Athletics, and the 2017 ALDS versus the Indians. These are all different because this is a 5-game set. I think these are also different because of the team, right? I know there are a couple guys here, like, you know, Max Fried, for example, who has a World Series ring, and, you know, a couple other guys that have played and gotten to the World Series and been through the wars. But, like, I don't know. When I look at some of these, you know, Yankees teams that have either won it or had guys that had done it before or, you know, just got super hot, like so much has to go your way. So the other thing that popped up today that I just was like, please miss me with that. Any thoughts of cheating, any talk of something fishy going on, anything about the Rogers Center being an advantage to the Toronto Blue Jays, stop. Full stop. I the first thing I did last night was give credit to the Toronto Blue Jays. Why can't we ever do that? Why, when the Yankees lose, it's not that the Yankees didn't pitch, didn't hit, made the wrong decisions, didn't come up big in a big spot. Why is it always, they got to be cheating. They must be cheating. Oh, they must have our signs. The game is on PitchCom. You know, and Luke Weaver tried to use the PitchCom excuse. Oh, yeah, something's going on with my PitchCom. No, something's going on with you, bro. And, you know, he even leaned into, after that game Saturday, tipping his pitches. You haven't been good. You haven't been good all season. So do not call me up tonight and say, hey, Keith, have you checked out the road splits? Hey, Keith, have you seen their swing and miss rate? Have you seen how much they were all? Yeah, I watched the game. I saw they were all over Luis Gil. I saw they were all over Max Fried. And you know what I started to think about? I started to think about how do...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We get here. The Yankees had to win one game to potentially flip this whole thing. Where your game one starter would have been Max Fried, your game two starter would have been Carlos Rodon, you would have had a week off, and you would have had home field advantage. So, like, stop making excuses. Soft. It's weak AF. I'm so tired of it. It's like the Yankees, look at the last four teams in the American League. As Yankee fans, all we do is cry. And I have friends that do it to me. As I'm saying, most of this came through text or DM, and I'm like, no, I'm shutting it down. Please go look up the Seattle Mariners postseason history. You don't even have to look up their postseason history. There's not much. Just look up their history in the last, let's say, 16 years since the Yankees went to and won their last World Series. Go look up the Toronto Blue Jays. The pain and suffering and misery that they had. I put respect on John Schneider's name because I came in here Friday. I said, they don't win postseason games. Their manager is Ofer. But that's a tormented fan base. We called them frauds because year after year after year, they proclaimed that was the year. Here they are. Now they're ready. The sons of former players, they add this pitcher and this free agent and that guy. And the Rogers Center, they remodel it and they add these different areas for the fans. And baseball is big in Toronto. And they kept coming up short. Now they're in the driver's seat. Now the Yankees are facing elimination. And people can't believe it. You know why? Because we were popping champagne for beating the Boston Red Sox. They said that was our World Series. You know what it was. We were just so happy to get some get back from 2004, 18, and 21. And couldn't happen again. The math was on our side there, but the math is not on our side here. Right? What I was saying last week was like, it's bound to turn around. Alex Cora can't beat Aaron Boone again for the third time. The Red Sox can't put us out of the playoffs for the fourth time since 2004. It's our time, and it was. But that's because it fell on young Connolly early. And they were in Yankee Stadium, which was loud and exciting. And, you know, they'll come back here, but guys have to hit. Like, guys have to pitch. The Blue Jays have out-hit them. Their rotation has been better. Their bullpen has been better. I have no excuses to make for the New York Yankees. We've been making excuses for them the entire year. And you know what? When I stop making excuses for them, it's funny. I stopped making excuses for them on August 8th because I watched them blow two games in Texas against the Rangers behind Devin Williams and then come home to New York against the hated Astros, F. Altuve, cheaters, cheaters. You know, every casual Yankee fan wants to show up for that series, and it was a rocking Friday night in the Boogie Down. It felt like postseason energy. And in a tie game late, they go to Devin Williams again to blow it. And he gives up a home run where they even rally back, and it's like, that was a stupid decision to me. I don't know. I crashed out that night, and I said I got off the ride. This is a different ride, but this is the same manager and the same team. Follow me. That week, and this is something that I didn't get to last night because it popped up today, I guess Giancarlo Stanton was feeling some type of energy in the air. Giancarlo Stanton stood in the middle of the visitors' clubhouse in Texas after another gut-wrenching loss in early August. This is when he had a team meeting, right? A wake-up call, Yankees captain Aaron Judge said of the private meeting. It was the first time I ever really had a one-player meeting, Jose Caballero said. We kind of needed somebody to get on our asses like that, Ryan McMahon. Come on, bro. This is the New York Yankees. You all either signed here or got traded here knowing exactly what time it was. You need Giancarlo Stanton, a 35-year-old who can't run, who right now, I don't know what's up with him, has the tennis elbow. Is it, we're at the end of the year, did we bring him back too soon after missing 70 games? Miss me with the conversations about players-only meetings, and maybe they need another rah-rah speech. I'm not here to give any rah-rah speeches. This is bad. I'm not here to talk you off the ledge. This isn't good. This isn't fun. But why is it the Yankees always in this position where we got to come up with some, oh, well, you know, in the World Series, they're down 3-0, but maybe if they just get a game. No, fool me, can't fool me again. I'm not going to any type of historical, statistical stuff to say what the Yankees need to do. Here's what the Yankees need to do. Protect home field. Have some pride. Don't get swept. Carlos Rodon, the best start of your life. I don't trust you. Have you learned from your past postseason experience? Here it comes again, and it's not the regular season. It's Carlos Rodon with the literal season on the line again. You did enough against the Red Sox in the same spot. Can you do enough to get us through? The Rogers Center won't be there to aid the Blue Jays. Rodon has to go out there and pitch. Give me six innings. The bullpen is rested. The bullpen is resting, and we'll have these conversations tonight about Luke Weaver. He's unusable to me. He's done. I joked last week and said he's halfway to Queens. He'll be starting games for the Mets next year. He's not coming back to be a Yankee. He's done, so why keep dying on Luke Weaver's arm? That's what grinds my gears. It is do or die time. It should be urgent. You can't tell me pitching Luke Weaver to build his confidence up. That doesn't make any damn sense to me. I don't mind Aaron Boone taking out Luis Gil because we saw playoff Timmy. He locked in. It worked. We saw the best Camilo Duvall we've seen since we got him. It worked. Going to the bullpen was working. But where that game flipped, you all know. It flipped. Bases loaded with your captain, the MVP, maybe. The MVP in the batter's box in another opportunity to break the game open, and nobody was surprised that he failed. We try to wish it into existence. We hope and hope. And I've been Aaron Judge's public defender. I don't make any extra money. He doesn't pay me anything all season. I'm saying this postseason is going to be different. And you know what? It has been. He's got a .444 batting average and a .1024 OPS. But last night I was calling him low leverage Judge. Like we joked about Devin Williams' success in low leverage situations. Yeah, Judge looks like himself with nobody on. Yeah, Judge looks like himself when the game is out of hand. Judge even got some luck. Jaron Duran dropped the ball. That's an RBI single in this postseason. Now, the more opportunities Judge has, which they gotta win tomorrow and buy him some more opportunities. Maybe we'll get away from that bases loaded strikeout because it was a terrible strikeout. It should have been a walk at the minimum. You were hoping for a grand slam like Vladdy when he comes up with the bases loaded. And I don't want to hear all the back and forth between, oh, it's Kevin Gausman versus Will Warren. Well, that was a Kevin Gausman on the ropes who Judge had faced 40 times. And Will Warren should have never been in that spot. That's my next thing. Like, I get it that somebody's got to be the long man. I get it that Paul Blackburn and Will Warren are on the ALDS roster just for that purpose. But when people tell me they're on mop-up duty and then they come in and they just pour gas on the whole thing and light the game on fire, you can't predict baseball. So it's one thing for Fried to give up five. And in hindsight, you're like, yo, why wouldn't you just try to see if Fried could get another double play or get some ground balls or strike somebody out or find it before you literally just take the ball out of his hands, playing for tomorrow. There is no tomorrow, right? Assuming that he's going to get another start, save some of his bullets, and go right to Will Warren, a whole rookie who has been overmatched by every postseason team he's faced this year outside of Yankee Stadium. You guys know this. We do this every night. He's only good in Yankee Stadium. He got rocked by the Dodgers. He got rocked by the Toronto Blue Jays. Why would you throw him into that spot and just punt the game and say, well, this one's over, mop it up, Will Warren, and then go on to let him give up four homers and a bunch of runs, where then when they actually take Trey, yes, Savage, yes, he's a savage, confirmed. I was calling him Trey Yesovich. I didn't want to give him that. No, I have to give it to him now. He was almost perfect in his first postseason outing. Trey is savage. They take out, and the Yankees wake up against the bullpen. But it's too little, too late. It's for nothing, because the game is already up in flames. I get it, though. This is what they scripted. This is what they planned. And so now, make plans to hit better than the Blue Jays. Make plans to pitch better than the Blue Jays. And you have your bullpen rested. You got to rip off three in a row. And I said last night, I don't know if any of these teams left standing could rip off three in a row against a Blue Jays team that doesn't strike out. They put the ball in play. Now they're hitting homers. We thought we had the advantage because Bo Bichette wasn't on the ALDS roster, because Max Scherzer, Chris Bassett, Jose Barrios weren't on the ALDS roster. They don't need those guys. They've got plenty with Alejandro Kirk and Barger and Varshow and George Springer and whoever else. Miles Straw, it doesn't matter who it is. They've got plenty. They embarrassed the Yankees. They're standing tall coming into Yankee Stadium, because all they need is one. The Yankees need three, and that's tough math for me. So 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Yankees, but not all night. I'll have a Yankee guest join us at 8. I'll have a Giants guest join us at 9. I'll have a Jets guest join us at 10. And then when we get to 11, traditionally, it's open mic and whatever you guys want to talk about. If you guys want to talk about Mark Sanchez, we could do that. If you want to talk about the Cardinals coach hitting a player, we could do that. If you want to talk about anything coming up in the sports world, hockey, basketball getting started, we could do that. Keep McPherson on the Fan, taking your Yankee calls first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.